when we bought that place that was that old house there, the well wasn't no good and had to bore a new well. And the creek was right down there and we had to take water from the creek, and that's what he used that for. Mm-hmm. He'd go put that fire, he brought 5 gallons at a time on his shoulders, you see. That's where he brought that now. That's what they was used for. Mm-hmm.
What else, what would you use for milking in?
To milk cow in? Buckets. Mm-hmm.
What were they made out of?
Tin, back then, but mm-hmm. now they're aluminum and everything else, like everything mm-hmm. else now.
Did you ever see one made out of wood?
No, but I've read about them pails of wood, water pails and things in the Bible now. Mm-hmm. I've read that, but I've never seen one of them now.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, I wouldn't see any difference. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, only it's just a different name. Uh-huh. That's the same thing.
And the thing you could use for carrying food to the hogs then?
We always called it the slop bucket.
Okay. And something that you'd use for, say, if you put flowers in, if you cut
some... A vase.
Uh-huh. And if you were setting a table next to everybody's plate, you'd give them a... To eat with, you'd give everybody...
Knife and fork.
And a...
Spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to give, put out steak...
Steak knives nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And something that you'd use for frying eggs in would be a...
We called it a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it now?
What I call it, I don't know. Uh-huh. Frying pan. Uh-huh. It's a frying pan what? Now. Now, that's right. We called it a skillet.
Did you ever see something like the skillet, only it had little legs on it and you could use it for cooking in the fireplace?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yes, sir.
What were they called?
Now, I forgot what they called it. We had one that Mama watered the chickens with, the old time, you know. Mm-hmm. It had them legs in it. But they put that on the fireplace. But now, I can't remember that and what they call that.
Did you ever hear of a spider or a creeper? Call that frying pan a spider?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I didn't know what Mama called them old things.
What's or that? Dutch?
Is yeah, kind of. Yeah, Dutch. Oven? Yeah, now you got it.
That's it.
You see, I got it hard enough, the hard as I can't think. Uh-huh. And it's been so long since I used them words. Yeah, that's what it was. Uh-huh. That was. Then they had a big iron. It was a Dutch oven. Mm-hmm. They had a big iron lid to keep ashes out of it. Mm-hmm. And they baked biscuits in there.
Oh, they did?
Yes, sir. Grandma said they did. Said they put that on there in them old Dutch ovens, you know. They'd make up them biscuits and they'd put them in there. They'd put that lid on, it fit down tight. Then they'd put them hot coals up on top. Mm-hmm. You see, they had coals under, like that stove there. It's got the fire under and beneath too, you see. Mm-hmm. But now, they here, you put that fire down, and that is now for baking biscuits, you know. Mm-hmm. Or the cornbread. Mm-hmm. They put in there and they put that coal to fire. Well, then they clean all that off that before they open it.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if you wanted to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling?
A little pitcher.
Or you'd pour it through a...
A funnel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
whip. Or put them with the reins, I would. Uh-huh. It's the way you train a horse to go faster. Uh-huh. It's the way you train him.
And something that, say, nowadays, if you wanted to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a
clothes basket.
And nowadays, if your lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new...
Yep. Put in a new bulb. Mm-hmm.
And something that flour used to come in.
Flour? Bags? Sacks and bags?
Uh-huh. Or a whole lot of flour.
25-pound bag. Well, it was 24, then it went to 25. Uh-huh. Now you don't see many of them.
What about the big wooden thing?
Oh, the barrel flour. Yeah, them old barrels. Uh-huh. Yeah, we used to buy the barrel flour. Mm-hmm.
What about the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?